The Taliban was ousted from power in Kabul, and al-Qaeda was forced underground by the U.S. invasion of Afghanistan in 2001. But the jihadists have proved to be resilient. The Taliban has regrouped to launch new attacks into Afghanistan from safe havens in Pakistan's border areas. Intelligence analysts say al-Qaeda has reorganized there as well, and new terrorist attacks attributed to al-Qaeda or its allies have popped up from Bali to London to Algiers. Bruce Riedel, who served in senior positions in the Pentagon, the CIA, and the National Security Council, says al-Qaeda was, as he put it, on the ropes in 2002, but the U.S. failed to deliver the knockout punch.
We've seen al-Qaeda and its Taliban allies rebuild their base of operations in Pakistan and Afghanistan, what I call the Pakistani Badlands. These operations were disrupted by the invasion of Afghanistan, but instead of finishing the job, we turned our attention away from it to Iraq, and they have successfully recovered.
But there are differences of opinion in counterterrorism and intelligence circles about how the al-Qaeda of today has reconstituted itself. One U.S. counterterrorism analyst, who cannot be publicly named for security reasons, says al-Qaeda is seeking to unite disparate radical Islamic jihadist groups under the al-Qaeda banner. This analyst, whom we shall call Nancy, says that al-Qaeda has signed up some significant jihadist groups. But, she adds, some radical Islamist organizations are reluctant to get absorbed into al-Qaeda for fear their local grievances or concerns will be overshadowed by al-Qaeda's wider global objectives.
Al-Qaeda itself has attempted to become, I think, a bit more in control, if they can, more centralized. They still believe very firmly in having an organized jihadist movement, and they have achieved that to a certain degree. But it's still, you know, there are individual disagreements. There are groups that have their, you know, that want to maintain their own identity, and so it isn't always perfect from al-Qaeda's point of view.
But Bruce Riedel, who has 30 years of intelligence experience in the Middle East, believes that al-Qaeda is more loosely organized. Using a business model, he says the organization is satisfied with franchises instead of strong centralized control.
Al-Qaeda doesn't seek to be the Comintern of Islamic revolution. It is quite happy to franchise out and allow local groups a fair degree of independence as long as they adhere to the overall ideology of jihadism and striking both the far enemy and the near enemy. And one of the things that I think is most disturbing that we're seeing recently is the increasing proliferation of these franchises.
Intelligence analyst Nancy says that if al-Qaeda is going down the franchise path, as Riedel asserts, it may do so to ensure that the global jihad continues, even if the central al-Qaeda command is eliminated.
If al-Qaeda succeeds in the franchise thing, and they really have groups that will follow al-Qaeda's agenda, if they really get them signed on, and they create a situation in which they don't need a leadership, and we find that doesn't matter if we find bin Laden and Zawahiri, that now it's self-perpetuating. That's what I'd be most concerned about.
Riedel says that al-Qaeda in Iraq, under the leadership of Abu Musab al-Zarqawi, has been the most successful al-Qaeda franchise as he exploited the differences between Sunni and Shiite Muslims.
The al-Qaeda franchise in Iraq, in particular, has an intense anti-Shia animus. Abu Musab al-Zarqawi, whatever we may say of him, was an evil genius in that he understood that the way to create chaos in Iraq was to strike at the fault line of Iraqi politics, the Sunni-Shia divide, and create a Sunni-Shia civil war. He succeeded perhaps even beyond his own imagination.
Zarqawi merged his insurgent group with al-Qaeda in 2004 and swore allegiance to Osama bin Laden. But differences later emerged, analysts say, between Zarqawi and al-Qaeda leaders, who found Zarqawi's tactics counterproductive and too brutal even for them. Zarqawi was killed by a U.S. airstrike in June of last year. Gary Thomas, VOA News,